This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, my gosh, it is... Drink from a fire hose Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's Frank Friday. That's what we do on Fridays. But we are drinking from a fire hose, and we're going to be frank about everything. And we'll have the Frank Sinatra and other Franks serenading us with the bumper music today as we discuss a whole lot of very important issues. I'm Scott Hemman, live at the Sonic Drive-In. We're at the Fargo location today. I have an answer for Todd on... Is Bismarck going to get a Sonic anytime soon? I know we were bombarded with that yesterday. I have an answer for you, Todd. You're going to have to keep listening, though. I can't just, you know, spill the beans too early. So I think it's an answer you're going to like. I really do. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but we're at the, and of course in Minot and Grand Forks already, so everybody's been saying, what about Bismarck? Come on. We're at the Fargo location today, which is next to Starbucks on 45th Street South. And if you come in today between now and 12:30 over the lunch hour, you will be able to register for one of 52 chances to win tickets to the Super Bowl game that you'll hear on 550 K-Fire. But you could actually be sitting in seats. They're low. They're in the end zone. They're sweet seats. Literally, if you want to buy these exact seats today, I don't think you would pay a penny less than 20 grand. If you go to StubHub or wherever all the different ticket broker sites right now, $20,000 for these tickets. That's what you'd pay today. Incredible. Two tickets plus we have more goodies for you. We have hotel accommodations. We have a little spending cash for you. So kind of cool. We'll draw 10 names at 12:30 this afternoon. So all of our K-Fire 550, KTGO, KLTC, who am I forgetting? AM 1100 The Flag listeners. If you're within, a decent drive of Fargo today, I'd come have yourself a breakfast burrito, $1.29 for all the breakfast items this morning, up until 11 o'clock, French toast sticks and the premium burrito and the ciabatta sandwich and the breakfast burrito and the breakfast toaster and the cinna sticks are really, really good. Come see us at Sonic or lunch today. Come on and have a burger. Have a Frank. Todd, get it? Have a Frank. Ah, I just did that right now. They have the best... chili dogs on earth. So, how about a Frank? You call a hot dog a Frank, or do you call a hot dog a hot dog?
Hot dog.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm just trying to do the Frank for anything. Okay, so we have so much to do today, I want to get right to it. First of all, this blue alert thing. I did not know what a blue alert was. I didn't know a blue alert existed. Did you, Todd? Were you aware of a blue alert?
I was.
Okay, so when you saw blue alert on your phone, you at least knew, hey, this is something about a police officer being in harm's way.
Yes. Okay. Problem is, not everybody knew what was going on. If you did, then you probably guess, oh, it's got to be that deal. But if you didn't know that was going on, that initial blue alert that didn't really have any information, kind of scary.
I got it. So I didn't. I was in the category of having no clue. I forgot that. This happened around 11 o'clock in Bismarck. And... The blue alert didn't come out till what, 10 to quarter to 2 or 20 to 2. So you're saying when you got it, you, number one, knew what a blue alert was. Number two, connected it to what they were already doing, looking for someone that tried to drive over a police officer. I got it. And I would imagine most of Bismarck knew that because they listened to K-Fire and it was in the news and people knew. Okay, so maybe it wasn't as scary for you. But I have to tell you, after Hawaii, getting that sitting in the valley, it was scary. Now, what I didn't like about it is I get it, I see blue alert. And I see NDDES, North Dakota Department of Emergency Services. So I instantly go to the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services website. Okay, what's this about? It says on the alert, tune to broadcast. Well, we're broadcasters. We don't have anything. Check my email, nothing. Like, what is going on? Go to the website. I can't get on the website. It's shut down. It's like being inundated because everybody else was doing the same thing.
That's the problem. You throw all of North Dakota onto the site at the same time. And I don't think they're set up for any of that kind of capacity. I'm sure it's one of those things that will go back to the drawing board and say, okay, we better not have a repeat of that particular incident.
So here's what happened next. Okay, now this is probably 3-4 minutes after the first text. So I'm trying to figure all this out. I'm calling the governor's office. I'm trying to call the Department of Emergency Services. They're not answering. I'm doing everything. Should have just called Todd, but I didn't think of that. I didn't know anything about this whole
deal. Oh, and by the way, everybody was trying to call Todd at that particular time.
A 22-year-old man accused of trying to run over a Bismarck police officer is not on my radar, right? I didn't know that had happened, okay? So my daughter, our youngest, a 14-year-old, a freshman at Shanley, she texts me. First of all, she texted me right away when it happened, like within 15 seconds. What's this about, Dad? I'm worried. Okay, I said, don't worry, I'll check it out. So now 5-6 minutes later, I get a text from her saying, oh, it's no big deal. It's in Bismarck. There was a police officer that somebody tried to run over, and so it's a Bismarck thing. She found that on a website, Valley News Live website. So I had more information from her than I did the Department of Emergency Services, for crying out loud. So then we went on the air quick and explained it and tried to sort it out, but it was not handled well. And to their credit, they have apologized profusely, but we got to get this right, especially on the heels of Hawaii. General Al Dorman is going to join us to explain all of that. He's the head of the Emergency Management Division. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour today. We're going to talk with some millennials. I have a hard time understanding how millennials tick, honestly. And there's myriads of books written. We're going to talk with someone who's written one of them, who's a North Dakotan, which I appreciate. If we're going to tackle this topic, let's do it from a North Dakota perspective. Danita Bai has written a book called Millennials Matter. Just came out. And she's writing this book for fossils like me that just don't understand millennials, and companies that are saying, you know, if you're going to figure out how to build your company, grow your company, you're going to have to understand millennials, because otherwise you won't have any workforce. So we're going to talk with her and a couple of millennials that will join us on the program. We're actually going to talk to a fellow by the name of Lucas Paper. And Lucas is in the political world, but he is a millennial, campaign manager actually for Tom Campbell. And Greg Sirup. Greg is a millennial in Grand Forks. So I'm looking forward to that conversation that will happen today as well. We also are going to check in on the Giving Hearts Day. American Red Cross joining us today to give their pitch for your hard-earned donation, hard-earned money in the form of donations for Giving Hearts Day. And also the biggest news of the day, I believe, well, there's a couple of things. The biggest news politically, nationally, is certainly the government shutdown. And I believe that maybe the Republicans have finally figured out how to battle politically the Democrats when it comes to a shutdown. Because I saw Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. I saw Kevin Cramer. I saw a woman I didn't know before by the name of Jackie Walorski, I think her name was, from Indiana, give a really, really, really good explanation of the damage that will be done to vets and vets programs, to kids and kids programs, to all these things. Another bad deal, if you ask anybody that is wrestling with all the pain from Obamacare, the health insurance tax hits businesses big time. It's a mess. It's a mess. What isn't a mess with Obamacare, right? Well, this one is a big mess. The bill that the Republicans have crafted in this, you know, funding the government for the next whatever to get all these things figured out includes a fix for that. Now, Senator Heidi Heitkamp has previously told us that she's for this. She's trying to pass different legislation and proposing things and trying to get things passed that have no chance of, you know, being attached to anything and actually happening. But she obviously understands this is a problem, to her credit. She's voting against this. And if she ends up voting for it, mark my word, it will not be to get to 60 votes to actually have the thing pass. It'll have political cover like Joe Manchin is getting right now in West Virginia. But what I'm most proud of is Paul Ryan has Kevin Cramer next to him and this Jackie Walorski from Indiana. Why? To inform people of, one, what will happen if the Democrats get their way and continue to put illegal immigrants in front of kids and veterans in funding our government. But also, it makes the double point, that's why a change needs to happen in the U.S. Senate in Indiana and in North Dakota. It's smart. It's the House of Representatives saying, you know, all the good stuff we do here dies over there. Why? Because of Heidi Heitkamp and what's the guy's name from Indiana, Donnelly, and Manchin, and the ones that end up going with their leaders. So I think it's brilliant, actually. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Absolutely, absolutely love it. So We're going to continue to follow that. Of course, we're watching the Senate today because they vote at midnight tonight. Or have to vote, rather, by midnight tonight. So the House has passed the short-term spending plan. I'm sure you've heard that by now. And now it's over in the Senate. And so 13 hours until the government shuts down. And hopefully they'll vote it sometime today. One other really quick thing that I think is awesome. Today, the March for Life is on. And no matter your position on whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, I think you have to really think it's an awesome thing to have hundreds of North Dakota kids joining literally hundreds of thousands of people, the biggest march on Washington, standing up for innocent life. I just think it's so cool. I absolutely love it. Last year was there with my daughter and just enjoyed every second of it. And I've just learned the University of Mary in Bismarck will have 50 of their students that are there for the March for Life with Donald Trump in the Oval Office this afternoon. So that's pretty cool. One of their students was with the vice president last night. There's a bunch of kids from the Fargo and Bismarck Diocese and the University of Mary and, you know, all kinds of schools. We're going to be checking in with some of them as we go throughout the day to get the experience of March for Life. More coming up from Sonic, though, after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Sonic today. Somebody texted you, Todd. What did they say? And they included an emoji. So I don't know. We ought to.
Well, maybe. I heard read emojis on the radio. But how can I win tickets, please? Big hearts in the eyes and stuff.
Yes, I love the creativity. Yep. So I'll answer that question, and that is to come to Sonic, the Sonic Drive-In, Fargo location only today. We are going to broadcast some other Sonics coming up, but not to give away Super Bowl tickets. So Sonic Fargo, next to the Starbucks on 45th Street, anytime between now and 12:30. Put your name in the hat. 12:30, we draw 10 names. You'll be one of 52. We have a big party coming up. We're going to give away some more tickets, the giveaway, so more details on that. The big grand prize party will have a few more chances to win there, as well as all the people that have been listening and winning, and it's so fun. So anyway, hope that answers your question. Giving Hearts Day is not far away, and one of the things we're trying to do is just let you know a little bit about the charities that are involved in the Giving Hearts Day program, and also what they are doing, so you can decide, how do I want to donate on a day where my donation can be matched, can grow, help these people win contests so they get more, sort of, you know, double your effort that you're doing. So it's pretty neat. And we have some folks from Giving Hearts Day joining us. Do we have both Morgan and Gretchen?
Just Morgan today.
Okay, yeah, I had two names here, so I didn't know if I was getting to chat with both of you. Oh, so Morgan, your last name is Mayers, right?
Yes. Yep.
From the American Red Cross, and of course, you don't really have to introduce people to the American Red Cross, right? But I think what folks might want to know is to say, okay, I get the American Red Cross. I know you do good work. How does Giving Hearts Day, if I donate that day, help benefit the American Red Cross and the communities you serve?
Absolutely. So as most of you probably know, we've had a really busy fall, lots of hurricanes and wildfires and lots of national responses. However, Giving Hearts Day is just a really great way to support the Red Cross locally in your own communities. While we're responding to these large-scale disasters, we have just had so many local disasters here, the main one of which is fires that we respond to, home fires that people are experiencing. And so Giving Hearts Day is just a really great way to allow our community members to partner with us to support these families who have been devastated by home fires and other disasters here in our region.
That is really neat. Now, I've heard about the Sound the Alarm Save a Life event, and that's a ways away. It's April 26th, but give me a quick update on what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just seen in the past few years that there's been both a lot of loss of life as well as a lot of loss of property due to home fires. And so the Red Cross has taken a proactive preventative approach with some preparedness programs. And so one of which is our smoke alarm installation campaign. And so we go around and are able to canvas neighborhoods and install smoke alarms free of charge for those who need it, as well as do some home fire preparedness education. And so we do have our signature event for that coming up on April 28th. And we will be installing over 800 smoke alarms that day. It's called our Sound the Alarm, Save a Life event. And we're really excited about that. That's something that we are looking for a lot of volunteers for. So definitely mark your calendar and consider joining us that day.
Sounds fabulous. Thanks so much, Morgan, for your time and all the good work the American Red Cross does. Good luck on Giving Hearts Day, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Morgan Mayers is from the Giving Hearts Day American Red Cross team. Get your calendar marked for Giving Hearts Day, February 8th this year. Find out more at impactgiveback.com. Impactgiveback.org for Giving Hearts Day. You'll get all the information on that, and it's so fun. 400 charities. That are part of this, and it keeps growing every year, and they do so many incredible things. I think $41 million now they've raised in the 10-plus years that they've been doing this. So that is pretty extraordinary. Keep listening for more details, and mark February 8th on your calendar. All right, 24 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number, by the way, to tell us what's on your mind on this Frank Friday, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is our telephone number. You can text Todd, as some of you are already doing, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. On the Blue Alert thing, General Dorman will be here in a moment. Your questions are certainly welcome for him as well. On the government shutdown or anything else, whatever's on your mind, lay it on us. Here's some comments on that. Texter says, if the government shuts down and the military does not get paid in 2 weeks, won't that be a breach of contract allowing them to walk out? the military is essential. We're mainly talking about veterans and veterans' benefits that are the problem. As far as the military, they played different games with this over the years, but my understanding is the administration has a lot of say on what's essential and what's not. Like, for instance, when Congress in the past in shutdowns, they would send the staffers home and they wouldn't do anything, and then they'd pay them retroactively anyway. You know, when they figured it out 2 weeks later. So now they have deemed congressional staffers essential, so they have to work during a shutdown, which they should, and then not have this deal where you sat at home and then you get paid anyway. So, what's essential is up to the administration. So they do, but there are some things I guess they just have no say over. So to answer your question, I don't think we have a problem. We don't have a problem with the military not getting paid. I know there's been talk in the past about delays, but I think a lot of that was the Obama administration playing games. You know what I'm saying? That's how they roll. Let's see here. Who's next? A great text here from John in Carrington. Every vet in the state needs to call Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office asking why she supports 800,000 illegals instead of the vets like myself who live on our disability checks and active duty as well. They get paid later, but what about those because of disabilities are unable to build cash cushion and will have late payments because of no check? Is she going to stop paying her staff until I got paid? I just answered that question for you. I called her D.C. office a week ago, still no return call with an answer. If you're concerned about it, like John is, I think that's a good remedy. That's why I was glad to see Congressman Cramer and Speaker Paul Ryan targeting specifically what would happen in North Dakota if she doesn't vote for this, and more importantly, get enough senators to vote for this. This is where Heidi Heitkamp could have some value. This is where you would have Scott Hannon saying a very positive thing about the Democratic senator from North Dakota. If she found a way to craft 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever number necessary of Democrats, call it the Heitkamp Coalition to get to 60 and vote for this, then she deserves some credit. To vote for it when there are not 60 votes and it means nothing anyway, you know, sorry, I'm not buying that deal. I'm not buying that deal one bit. I am glad that Speaker Ryan recognizes, hey, if we want to fix this mess, we need a Republican in the Senate. And even though I'm in the House and I'm Speaker of the House and even Kevin Cramer's staying in the House, let's use our bully pulpit to talk about the pain caused by Senate Democrats like Heidi Heitkamp. That's genius. I mean, at least for a politician, that's genius. For somebody at KISS Livestock, that's called common sense. Somebody, sitting at Outlaws in Watford City having lunch today, that's common sense, right? Somebody down there in Oaks, North Dakota, or, you know, your favorite watering hole. Gosh almighty. I just, these people drive me crazy. 800-228-0550. What happened with that blue alert yesterday? How do we not repeat it? We'll ask General Al Dorman when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I gotta wait for Frank. Frank, you have the floor.
Whatever happened to Christmas?
I think
what?
He left us about
and left no traces.
Wow.
I think Christmas was back on, what, December 25th? Yeah, a few days ago.
Well, you're the guy who stretched it out 12 days.
I did.
We just
but
lost
even,
count as well.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Todd. Thank you. Yeah. We're back on What's on Your Mind.
You are not planning to hear that lyric today. I don't care what you think.
We are firing who's ever in charge of bumpers and hiring somebody new to do nothing but bumpers.
Whatever happened to Christmas? You can't make up this stuff, folks.
Hey, Manny, tell George he's fired. Okay, just you know, George is.
I think people have told him that before, haven't
they? Yeah, I hope so. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons on What's on Your Mind, and encourage you to give them a call if you want to save money. That's the bottom line, especially if you own a building and, you know, you say, gosh, what am I going to have in the way of capital costs this year? Got to replace this, got to replace that. They do all the maintenance. They replace them when they go out. They say, maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems on more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So they're in Bismarck, have been for over 100 years. Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot.
And Todd, I think we just lost.
I think what we need is for Scott to get supersonic. There we
grab
go.
Grab D quick. You got me now?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm not sure what happened there, but
grab a couple more quarters. Somebody's got to go back and get a load of dimes.
The same guy that's in charge of the bumpers is in charge of the intermittent broadcast.
Scott anyway, was talking. He was talking back on December 25th, like the bumper said. Yeah.
What I said is, like many people, I got a blue alert yesterday. I didn't know what a blue alert was. It wasn't as smart as Todd. And I had no idea what was going on in Bismarck. And I got a call within 30 seconds from my daughter, who was very alarmed at school.
Manny, I figured it out. You know what's going on?
We're being sabotaged?
It's the two guys from the TV commercial for Sonic. They're hiding around the corner. They're too shy to actually talk to Scott. So what they're doing is they're hiding around the corner. Hey, watch this. And then they unplug it for a moment, right?
I think Scott is back.
We don't know, but they're everything seems to be fine here, so I don't know. We'll just get the Gremlin police on this. Anyway, I'm not going to prolong the story because we have a guest to talk about it, and everybody knows what I'm talking about, and that is yesterday's Blue Lord. What I started to say was, to their credit, I think everybody recognizes that this was a ball drop. We got to do it better next time. To tell us more, General Al Dorman, who in addition to being the fine adjutant general for the North Dakota National Guard, is also the head of the Department of Emergency Services in North Dakota. General Dorman, thanks for taking some time for us today. We appreciate it. Is the general there?
Apparently not. Man. Might be on his way to Sonic to win those tickets.
And is the general on?
Man, he's probably working on that right now.
Seriously.
But, you know, the other thing I think everybody needs to...
Do we have some Frank Sinatra music?
The other thing I think everybody needs to remember about this whole thing, it was the very first one ever issued. So not only was this a mechanism a lot of people didn't really know about, it was a mechanism nobody had ever used. So there may be a mistake or two or something overlooked or whatever on the very first go-round of it. And I'm sure... they're probably acutely aware that, yeah, we need to get a little bit more information than, hey, there's a thing going on, because that's kind of what the first alert just did, is
right.
Instill panic that, oh, there's something going on. Oh, really?
I'm anxious to hear about it. Well, I don't know what's going on. Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Good. And by the way, just to let you know, we're on location today. We're at Sonic in Fargo. We're giving away tickets for the Super Bowl. And if you come in, you can register until 12:30 and also have a $1.29 breakfast. Part of the reason that we might be having a glitch or two is just being on location. That stuff sometimes happens, so I apologize for that for our listeners. General Al Dorman is here. General Dorman, thanks for the time. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with what happened. Just walk us through with what happened.
Well, you know, the process starts with law enforcement coming to the conclusion that they think they have a blue alert situation. And I realized that yesterday that most of the people in North Dakota did not know what a blue alert was. But Bismarck PD thought they had the right criteria to issue a blue alert. They filled out the request form, sent it to BCI. BCI went through, I believe it's four factors to verify that it is indeed a blue alert. Once they approve it as a blue alert, then DES, our role is we actually have the equipment that can send these alerts out. They give us the approved message, and we send it out.
So where did we go wrong yesterday? In other words, I just explained a situation where I got the alert in Fargo. I was busier than all get out on a phone call. Blue alert, don't know what that is, and you mentioned most didn't. Was not aware of the situation in Bismarck. Got a call from my daughter who was at school, or text actually, 30 seconds after. What's this about, Dad? I'm scared. Okay? Freshman in high school. And, you know, Hawaii and I think just other things going on tend to raise everybody's awareness a little bit. She, before I, had official information from the Department of Emergency Services, knew this was connected to the Bismarck thing because she found something online in Valley News Live, a story about, you know, what had happened, and connected it, and they knew it was okay. It just seemed like a cascade. And then there was another alert after the first alert, had a little more information, but there wasn't all of it. And it just, you know, and I was like, okay, this happened at 11:30 this morning, but we're just getting it at 1. I don't know. I was just keeping a long list of things that had me very, very confused. Was this a significant, mistake? Was this, were there multiple drops here? Is this our version of Hawaii? I mean, is that too strong? What's your take?
I think that's too strong. And I got to say right up front, you know, we as a state need to apologize to everyone, because I know this caused angst and confusion out there. The bottom line is the process worked, but it was a process that nobody was familiar with. So it went through all the steps the way it should, but it resulted in a very confusing message being sent out. So this morning we're going to be sitting down with all stakeholders in this process to figure out what are the lessons we learned from this and how do we make sure this doesn't happen again. You know, comparing it to Hawaii, when the incident happened in Hawaii, the first thing we did in North Dakota is I sat down with all our folks and said, all right, how do we make sure what happened in Hawaii does not happen here? And we went through all our processes and we added a couple of safeguards in there to ensure that an accidental alert like happened in Hawaii would never happen in North Dakota. This is a case where we followed a deliberate process. We followed the process that was developed by BCI in coordination with Highway Patrol and State Radio and Division of Emergency Services. We went through the checklist, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to step back, look at that message, and say, all right, if I receive this message, would I understand what it meant? was there significant publicity when the Blue Alert law was passed in 2015? Amber Alert, people understand. I don't think people in North Dakota understood what a Blue Alert was. So we need to educate everyone so they understand what this Blue Alert is.
So that meeting that will happen, what will you convey in the way of a message to that group? What do you think needs to be done? What are the best next steps?
Well, the first of all, the operator probably ought to have it put NDDES on the bottom of the message. Well, the message is not from NDDES, and that caused people to go to our website, which did not have the information. The intent of the Blue Alert is that when that goes out, there's messages that can currently go out to the media, and we know that didn't happen in all cases, so we have to follow up on that. And the idea behind all these alerts is that it directs you to the media to get more information. And in this case, it just the system was not ready to accept that process. So we got to tighten up our internal controls. We have to make sure that we have good messages. And one of the things we're going to do is sit down with BCI and all the stakeholders and say, all right, let's do some canned messages, because that was a lesson learned from Hawaii. They had canned test messages, but they're very cryptic and didn't provide the information that citizens needed to understand what was going on. So we can work on those canned messages.
And as a broadcaster, I have to tell you, it was horribly frustrating because, you know, the first message said, what, NDDES, right? And as you said, I immediately went to the website and I couldn't get on the website, so it crashed. And you're saying it wasn't supposed to say NDDES. But it also, then when it says tune to broadcast, I'm a broadcaster and I don't have the information.
Right. Right.
You know, so I have nothing to be able to say, so people are tuning in. So and then we did get an email, but it was I think a couple minutes after the first or second alert. I forget. I mean, it did come from NDDES to explain this at least, but it was obviously. I mean, is the process supposed to work in these cases where this goes out and says tune to your local radio station or broadcast to find out what this is about, but we get a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute heads up? Or how's that supposed to work?
Well, and that's what we're going to go through this morning. What's the right process to get this information out? And in this case, hindsight's 20/20. But if I'd been down there, I would have said, all right, nobody's going to know what a Blue Alert is. Let's just send out a public notice message and get as much information in there as we can. I was sitting in my office when that Blue Alert came out, and I immediately ran downstairs because there was confusion in my office. And I said, hey, we got to get more information out. And that's when we sent out the second message with a link to the website. But there's some things we can improve there, too, because I think folks that went to the website, some were able to get the information immediately with that second link we sent out. Some were not. I've been told that if we move that website to the cloud and that's the plan, then it will have the capacity on a situation like yesterday where we can send a link out, they can click on it, and everybody can get the information right away. So there's a lot of things we can that we need to work on to improve this. The process is required by law. The law said BCI, you will work with these people to get the process in place. That process was in place. As far as going through the process, it worked as far as the internal components of that. But it was never tested to find out, do the messages go out to the broadcasters in North Dakota? Does the populace actually know what a Blue Alert is? And I think we know the answer to that now is no. So what's the public information campaign that has to go on so people understand that a Blue Alert is like an Amber Alert, is like a Silver Alert, but it's for a different category of...
And by the way, great idea. We all care about, law enforcement officers being in harm's way. Just a public information campaign that we'll be happy to participate in to let people know, what to look for and what to do when these situations happen. And I believe it was the right decision to put it out statewide. The guy did end up fleeing, and thankfully he's been caught. General Dorman, you run a good operation. We know you'll get this in ship-shop shape. Thanks so much, sir. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This town is a lonely town. Not the only town like this town.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're back on What's on Your Mind. We're live at Sonic in Fargo today with a live broadcast to give away Super Bowl tickets. Grab your phone. This has nothing to do with a blue alert. I trust you. This is a good alert, not a blue alert. A Sonic alert. I'm going to get a Sonic alert on your phone. So, you know, if you are in Minot, if you're in Grand Forks, if you're in Fargo, or soon, I can give you that clue, Todd. Soon. In Bismarck.
When?
You'll be able to find out when, you know, they have, like today, $1.29 breakfast, or, you know, half-price shakes tonight, or, you know, they have great drinks. I love the drinks at Sonic myself. That's what I love the most. So here's the deal. If you grab your phone, you can just do this with me, okay? And in you, like, who you're going to text to, you this number, 876642, just like where you'd put the phone number of who you're texting, 876642, okay? 876642. You got that? Todd, have you done this yet? Do you have your phone?
I'm doing it in hand, yes.
Okay, so 876642. Now, in the subject line, then you move down to the message. You do Sonic, all one word, Sonic, S-O-N-I-C, obviously, 1234. Sonic, 1234. Sonic, 1234. And you'll quick get a note back, and you'll get all kinds of exclusive text offers. You don't, I mean, people just go into the drive-thru, they don't get it. You get it only in your, and they're good deals. And they come from your local Sonic drive-in when you're near them, so I think that's kind of cool. And today in Fargo, not only are you going to get a good deal on $1.29 breakfast and the other things that Sonic does, but until 12:30, we're registering folks. You can come by and see us after the show and say hi. We'll be hanging out here through the good chunk of the lunch hour to 12:30. 12:30, we draw 10 names for Super Bowl 52. 10 names for Super Bowl 52. That's no kidding. Can I say Super Bowl 52 since it's on 550 KFIRE?
Yeah, well, yeah, the game you'll be hearing on KFIRE 550. Yeah. If the Vikings are in.
Right, exactly. And so, anyway, that 10 qualifiers out of the 52 we're giving away to win two lower-level end zone tickets to the big game in Minneapolis, a king suite for two nights, and $500 spending cash. It's pretty cool. I mean, it really is. So, and we'll draw 10 of the 52 qualifiers here. And then, by the way, we're doing a big, big, big party for the final drawing on January 26th at the Fargo Air Museum, and you can draw... You can win more tickets there, too. So that'll be sort of the last chance thing. All right. I mentioned to you today that I wanted to start a series. We're going to be having conversations. It'll be a little longer than ours today because of all the news going on, related to millennials. And so I asked a couple of millennials to join me today to talk a little bit about it. Lucas Paper is a young man I've gotten to know because he is a political, I would say, someone that is active in the political circles in the Republican Party in North Dakota and currently is managing the campaign of Tom Campbell. Lucas, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. I appreciate you having me on.
So as a fossil who's 53... with lots of gray hair. What don't I get about Lucas Paper, who's what? Are you 30 yet?
No, not 30 yet. 26.
26. Okay, so you, at 26. I don't get millennials, you know, which is, you know, that what the oldest millennials like 34, and the young end of that is what, 23, 24? I forget where it starts. But basically, you know, folks that are they've got a college now and into the workforce, and I don't get them. What do myself and others outside of the millennial age range need, do you think, to know better about what makes you tick?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, I mean, it's pretty simple. I think it's actually kind of funny being the job I do. I get to sit in on a lot of meetings. I get to sit in on a lot of conversations with folks, you know, who are in prominent positions. And all the time, millennials, without a doubt, get ragged on as this generation who are lazy, who are entitled, who thinks that everything should be given to them. And I think the fundamental shift that needs to happen is that people need to understand that millennials actually just want to get things done quicker. Right? And they want, I actually just sat down with a 20-year-old today, or I think he might be on a different level. He might be Generation Y or what have you. But this is a young man who quit college so that he could, because he couldn't major in his own major, and make his own major. So now he's going out and he's building, his own experiences so that he can be successful. And I think that's a really good example of what millennials are about. We want to work hard and we want to get things done, but at the end of the day, we're viewed differently because we don't appreciate the same track that, say, you would, Scott, where you pick a career and then you stick with that. We want to jump around. We want to, you know, figure out what we want to do and explore our curiosity. And I think that's the main difference. It's not an idea that we're lazy. It's an idea that we are just maybe overly curious. We want to try a bunch of different things.
Are there millennials, in your view, that give millennials a bad name on that, you know, lazy or all the other things you said you sort of get ragged on about?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, if you look at, if you want to stay in the political realm, I mean, you've probably heard this before, Scott, with as connected as you are, but millennials and people in my line of work, we're all 25 to 35. You know, all of us are. And so if you look at the Hill and you look at what's going on in Washington and you look at what's going on in politics in general, you could argue that millennials are actually running a lot of the stuff that you see and getting a lot of the things done that are happening around this country, a lot of the positive things, because they're the ones that are supporting all of our elected officials, the governor's office, for instance. There's a bunch of very competent millennials there who are working very hard because they care very deeply about North Dakota. I think that it's just kind of a pervasive misunderstanding.
I love it. I tell you what, Lucas, you have done more in 3 minutes to help me understand millennials than anybody ever has. Now I know why Tom Campbell's got such a great campaign. So,
well, Scott, you got to give me a little bit more time than that next time. How about that?
Well, it's a deal. It's a deal. We're gonna do a whole show with millennials. Thanks, Lucas. Appreciate it very much. That was great.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.